My guest at this time is Commander Emmanuel Koshaba, Commander-in-Chief of the Assyrian Armed Forces and Secretary General of the Assyrian Patriotic Party. In the past, he has also served in the Iraqi Parliament. The armed forces, also known as Dwekt Nasha, have been largely successful at stopping the advance of ISIS along the Nineveh Plain in Iraq, despite being badly outnumbered. He joins us now to discuss the ongoing fight. And Commander, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Explain, sir, how your armed forces was actually formed last year almost spontaneously as ISIS was sweeping across Iraq.
When Islamic State, the terrorists, occupied Mosul City, the second major city in Iraq, in June 2014, at that time, most of the people, our Assyrian Christian people, they faced the law of Sharia. They bring the Islamic State, and then in August 2014, Islamic State occupied the Nineveh Plain, and all our people, they fit out to the cities in Kurdistan, like Dahok, Erbil, and Sulaymaniyah. So it was that time that our people faced that occupation from Islamic State, from those terrorists, barbarian. At that time, I've been in Erbil, and I see what it's going and what has happened to my people. We decide to pick up arms and go fighting for people, for children, for women, for old men, for our life, for our future. So that's what happened.
And the amazing part is you started with 12 men and no weapons.
Yep. We sold some of gold from our women and what we have expensive in house. So we buy the weapon. We start with AK-14. That was our duty. We do that, and we believe in what we do at that time. Yeah.
Who is in your military?
Assyrian Christian people.
And why do you believe you've been successful, even though you are badly outnumbered?
We have a goal to reach it. We have a message to give it to the world. Assyrian Christian people, they can defend their land. They can really take their cities and kick out Islamic State. We see what happened in Sinjar when most of Yazidis, more than 3,000 Yazidis, they clean Sinjar for their major city. So we can do it. We want to give a message to our partners that we are apart from our land and we fight for our historical land.
How would you describe the ISIS fighters?
What you can imagine about the barbarian. They believe they are over the humanity. They must all kill them or they obey what they want from them.
You called them barbarians. Does that mean they don't fight with much strategy?
The barbarians, they are fighting for with a strategy. Most of them, they came from the ex-Saddam officers. Intelligent and Republican guard, most of them. So they have the strategy. They know how to fight. What they are doing to the innocent people, that we call them the barbarians.
Where do things stand right now? Are you gaining strength and territory?
I hope that if we have the support, the really support from the U.S. government, from the coalition force, that we can be strength more than, and we can become, we can fight. We can face IS without any fear. We can fight them if we have the support.
What kind of support do you need?
We need the training. We need weapons. We need equipment. We need to feel that our families, when you are fight in the front line, your family is not in need. They can live in dignity. That's what we are looking for from the U.S. government and even your American people.
You sound much different than the Iraqi army, but there may be people listening to this, sir, who remember that we gave a lot of supplies to the Iraqi army, and as soon as they came into confrontation with the Islamic State. They abandoned the equipment, they ran away, and the Islamic State got the very equipment that we gave them. How do you say to the American people and our government that that will not happen with your group?
This is the difference. Our fight for our land. We are fighting for our historical land. We are fighting for our village, for our cities, for our future. But when you bring anyone to that land, that he didn't think that he belonged to this area, to this territory. Islamic State came to him, he will run away. So this is what the exactly the fail of the coalition force. They put everything in one side and they forget the other side, that even the Christian, they can fight, the Assyrian Christian, they can fight for Assyria in another plane.
What is happening to Christians there now? Are things better because you are fighting, or is it still very, very bad?
No, it's still very, very bad, because we don't have that support that we can give them the help. The help that you must give to your people must be very strong. We need that support. Our people, they live in bad conditions, in camps. Every family they have before Daesh occupied their land, their villages, their cities, they've been in a comfortable life. They have everything. Just in one night, they lose everything, and now they live in camps like refugees. They wait to the world and to the other NGOs to help them. For that, we call to help us liberate our land, our historical land, that they can all those peoples can return to home.
What response have you received from the Obama administration?
We are talking, we write to the U.S. government. There's details that I cannot talk about at this time.
Our last question, tell our listeners about United Assyrian Appeal.
This is the organization that only help our families. UnitedAssyrianAppeal.org, only the organization that give us the help and give our families the faith that can stay going forward.
Commander, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Commander Emmanuel Kashaba is Commander-in-Chief of the Assyrian Armed Forces and Secretary-General of the Assyrian Patriotic Army. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.